y'all be seated here. Have a seat here.
Okay. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say.
Pass the potatoes.
Let's say if somebody was passing them to you, and you'd say this first. You tell them to eat first, you might say.
You mean like, you eat yours first or something like that?
Yeah, but there are two words you could say it just quickly, you know. Say help.
Help yourself.
And so he went ahead and
helped himself.
Okay. And since he had already
helped himself.
Okay. So if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for any.
Okay. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
warmed up.
Okay. And perhaps you had something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Monday you'd eat it and say you were having
leftover.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then begin to
chew.
Okay. You were telling me about cornmeal and cooking it with in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way without letting it get hard?
No, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
What do you call things like carrots, peas, beets, tomatoes?
Vegetables.
Okay. And the small plot near a house where you might grow vegetables is called a?
Garden.
And what is a particularly southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs? It's made out of ground corn and boiled, served with salt and pepper.
And grits.
What's that?
Grits.
Okay. And what is the staple food of the Chinese and Japanese?
Rice.
And do you have any names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? For, say, cheap whiskey or homemade beer and whiskey?
No.
Would you like to use moonshine?
Yeah, I was thinking about. Well, yeah.
What else were you thinking of?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, it's moonshine is not really beer.
What would you say it is?
Well, you call it like corn mash or something. Like that.
Okay. What if it wasn't a very high quality?
I think I've heard something like in conjunction mentioned something like runoff or something maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or white lightning. That's about it. I don't know much about that.
Okay. When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to somebody, just if it really, really like it. I'll just repeat this. If something's cooking, you walk in to the kitchen, you might say, just made a really good impression on your nose. You'd say, maybe it's sure.
I'd say it sure smells good. Or
okay.
Or what's cooking or something like that.
You crush cane in boiled juice.